Hello, how can I help you?
Yeah, let me get five wings with Mouse.
Yo, what up, what up? It's another episode of Mouse Sauce. How y'all feeling today?
Good, sir.
Coming live from the basement, man. We got Q. Actually, we got everybody today. It's been a minute since we've been in a full cast, and I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
So we got Q to the left. We got Nas, Shirai, Jay, and Sammy with the sauce. I'm your host, Kels. So it's another Friday afternoon. We coming to y'all our last episode before the end of 2017. Really appreciate y'all rocking with us as long as y'all have. But we'll get into all this.
It's the last one.
It's the last one.
Damn.
It's Christmas.
I mean.
It's next Friday.
Well, Christmas, what, Tuesday?
It might not be last year. We might get y'all a little bonus, a little extra. But we're going to keep it rolling. So last time we was talking about the tax bill, and now it actually passed. So we're going to talk about what that means for the average Joe. Q, you want to elaborate on that a little bit, man? I know you was really anxious to talk about this one.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up because they really trying to play with our intelligence. So basically, what they're... philosophy is they give tax breaks to the corporations, and they expect the corporation to hire more people, to provide higher wages. But that is not what happens. Corporations take their tax breaks and they enjoy their extra money the way they enjoy it, and it doesn't trickle down. So that's whenever you hear the term trickle down, that's what they're talking about. Trickle down economics means the big corporations get money, and it's supposed to provide more jobs, higher pay rates, more hours for workers, but that's just not what happens. And so, what was you going
to
say?
I just want to quickly chime in. And money never trickles down, people. So
yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah,
and so basically, for the everyday person, what you're going to notice is your tax that come out of your check every week, it might be a little bit lower. You might get an extra $25, $50. $100 on your check, maybe. But what's going to happen is if you're a property owner, your property taxes is going to be higher.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yes, you.
Yes.
Times two for you.
The regular taxpaying citizen, when they thinking they finna get that more money back. Now this, I ain't going to lie. For the broke person who don't own no property, who filing other people's kids, you know what I'm saying? They going to get that shit back, and they might not even pay attention to this. But for the middle class person who works hard, who pay their taxes, who work for their money, they're going to be like, $50 on my check ain't shit. Why the fuck my property taxes just went up? And that's thousands of dollars a year that they basically trying to trick your mind. And then on top of that, these people is getting money in their pocket that's billionaires, whereas the everyday middle class person is struggling, going to be losing more money out of their pocket. And so it's basically bullshit for Trump to feed his friends and hurt the poor because he don't give a fuck about broke people.
So Donald Trump is actually fucking the average Joe?
Breaking news. Donald Trump is fucking us.
Hey.
But you know it's bad though when you have Disney heiresses, Ice Cube,
everybody.
Like people who have money and that are speaking out against
even
it, saying that this is a bad
like
thing.
This fucked up.
There was even a guy who showed his taxes on live TV to show what he would gain from this. These guys can even pass on $5 million of children tax free. They put the system. Here you go, son. Here's $5
million.
Well,
that's kind of a good thing, though.
It's good if you have it.
I'm saying if you're quite as a. Say for instance, one of us acquired wealth. That's a good pass on your money without being taxed to your kids.
That is a great thing.
But that ain't the everyday person.
But for the everyday person who makes like $40,000, like Q was saying, you're not going to see huge differences. And
you're going to see a difference
when you file your 2017 taxes and 2018. Oh, excuse me.
It's real 2018 taxes.
Mm-hmm. You know it's next year.
If he signed a bill. He ain't signed a bill yet.
What, nigga?
Done deal.
You know he gonna sign it.
The reason why he will sign. But it's gonna happen because
all
year, this is his first year as a president.
It's a win for him.
He has done
zero. That is a win for this nigga.
The only thing he has accomplished is removing shit that Obama put in place.
Yeah,
that's the only thing he's accomplished. But as far as Obamacare, which is what he campaigned on, as far as
the wall.
Right, building the fucking wall for China, which was China for Mexico, which was dumb as hell. He hasn't accomplished nothing.
I agree on that.
And so the tax bill was the only thing that he could get done in his first year as a president.
This kind of affect the Obamacare.
13 million people going to lose their
healthcare. Yeah, so healthcare is out the window. Social Security, what's left of it, gone. Like this is going to be a huge hit.
Medicare.
And I think.
Section
8
and
Lincoln's
are next.
It is, though.
No, we're laughing.
He already took the plan.
I think Bernie Sanders said this will increase our deficit to $1.3 trillion within the next 10 years.
But
so he's really fucking us.
But why y'all acting surprised? We have a...
Oh, we're not surprised.
We're not surprised.
We're just breaking the news.
We have a fucking Republican president that's in place right now.
He ain't even Republican.
We already know what that's going to lead to is only going to benefit the Republicans. Republicans are who? Middle class and rich folks.
Yeah, rich folks.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's not even middle class no more.
It's because this is all about rich people.
But in this new tax bill that he's putting in place, it actually does benefit the middle class people now. Because if you're making over $30,000 a year.
Which ain't shit,
by the way. No, it's saying if you're making over that. You're not gonna get taxed like that, but people who making under $30,000 a year is gonna be the ones that really get hit. Which
that's
is
something new to me.
That's something new to me.
Cause I think you got to reverse where the people that's under 30, they the ones who gonna be.
They're gonna be taxed the most.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said
it hurts
over
middle
30,
class people.
But it hurts the average person that doesn't make over $30,000. That's what I was saying.
Well, the average person. Is the one who
I think 40,000 is like the median of what's considered
lower middle class and then upper
middle class. That's why I said if you make under 30,
but this is really hurting
for
like
8 years, you're good
middle class people. So imagine a two family home, a two working home where both parents got jobs and you're making more than 50,000 a year, 60,000, 70,000. Like that's still not a whole lot of money, but because of this bill, you're going to be the one suffering with extra taxes on your property that you buy.
Because you get a tax break for 8 years.
Yeah.
But after that, the corporation, that shit is permanent.
And exactly. That's the fucker.
Yeah, that's permanent.
So they go from 35 to 21%.
He did that for a reason.
Well,
to line himself up for when he out of office.
Yep.
He can do business with these people.
But it's not a Republican thing, too, though. It's a couple Democrats that voted for conservative.
Right, yeah. It's a rich people thing.
It's not a Republican thing.
It's a money thing.
Yeah,
Democrats get paid, too.
Exactly, because remember, in order for bills to pass, it has to pass on both sides.
No, you got to understand, if you in any part of a politician, you making well over $100,000 a year, so you're going to benefit fucking regardless. It don't even matter. So
yeah, it's crazy.
They all benefit from it, regardless.
But in other news, net neutrality was the conversation last week, and the FCC actually decided to remove net neutrality. So what that means, basically, in a nutshell, is that now, let's say Comcast is your internet service provider. So right now, Comcast has a deal with Netflix. If you notice in your Xfinity now, you can watch Netflix. Let's say they have that deal with Netflix, but they don't have that deal with Hulu. Comcast, since they are the internet service provider, can now decide to say, well, you ain't got a deal, you don't have Hulu, we got to deal with Netflix, so we want you to buy Netflix, not Hulu. So when you try to stream your Hulu on Comcast's network, because there is no neutrality that says all internet is supposed to stream fairly and equally, now what that means is Comcast can be like, Hulu gonna run slow as fuck when you on Comcast because we gotta deal with Netflix. So fuck Hulu, we back in Netflix, get Netflix so you can get high speed streaming, high speed service. So neutrality basically kept corporations and internet service providers from being unfair with how fast they stream.
So now it's a monopoly.
And the people who getting fucked is lower business companies. Small business, say you got a website, you selling something. Walmart selling the same shit. Well, of course, Walmart is going to have that high-speed service when you go on Walmart.com. But when you go to MileSauce.com, your shit, you ain't going to be able to buy t-shirts because we ain't got that same reputation and relationship with Comcast because they're the internet service provider.
Well, we don't have t-shirts anyway.
We're working on it. But that's basically what the neutrality protects, and it basically helps the small business owners, and it keeps big business from controlling what people can access, controlling what people can see, and controlling other markets. Again, Verizon and Xfinity are the two biggest internet service providers. So this basically gives them the opportunity to say, Verizon? If you don't fuck Verizon,
say King Kong.
And you can say, if you don't fuck with us, we can slow your shit down. No, it's Xfinity. Xfinity and Verizon is the top two. And they have the right now to be like, well, you ain't fuck with us, so when people try to stream your shit on our internet, your shit gonna go slow as hell because you don't fuck with us. Now you can pay us to get that faster with us, but basically they have the opportunity to, you know, take advantage of small business. So that's all that is.
We just all that mean is that
break that down.
These motherfuckers pay a whole lot of money to Trump when he was running.
No,
that's the truth. That's the truth of the matter. That's the truth of the matter. I'm just being honest with you.
He raised big money.
They raised a lot of money when he was running, so this shit can be passed through like this. This is why this is happening. You have to understand, this is America. We're about capitalism.
Yeah.
And big corporations.
If your rules don't work, you know why.
And if you and if I was a big corporation that had millions and billions of dollars, and if it was a Republican party or a Democrat that was running, I would have put a lot of money towards their campaign as well if I was seeing the opportunity to benefit from it.
It's the American way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've been playing around with this, like, I think since we were, like, kids, and we watched the X-Files, we saw E.T.
That shit was scary.
Yeah.
That was the shit, nigga.
This might get a little deep.
But now,
this might get a little deep right here.
It might get a little bit deep, man.
Let's see.
But there's actually proof that there's government agencies that are tasked to finding and exploring extraterrestrial life.
It was exciting.
It was exciting, but
no, that was exciting. Like somebody seen some shit climb.
Oh, that was exciting too.
Not exciting. It was exciting.
Are y'all surprised by this?
Hell no.
I'm talking to a bunch of conspiracy theorists anyway.
No,
so of course
you're
not excited.
First of all,
surprised about this.
The universe.
Go ahead.
you see how they started the
sentences and shit.
Fucking freaking frack.
First of
the
all,
universe.
The universe. Knock on wood, face ass.
Too light skinned.
Go ahead. Tell us about the universe.
The universe is too vast not to have other intelligent life forms. In this universe, like what I mean by that, Neil Tyson Degrasse, one of the famous, you know, astrologists or you know, physicists.
He's black.
Black guy, and he was basically saying that there are intelligent life forms that look at us like how we look at monkeys at the zoo. Like they come down, they'll never like land. They just come down and just look and observe us and see like if we capable of like an intelligent life or we are humble or. We are like beings that could basically cohabitate or coexist with each other. So they're just looking at us like we at the zoo. And I believe like in intelligent design theory. It's basically another life form, another being that came down that created us.
Did y'all hear about the dude say he saw the UFO?
I believe in that too. And what Shiraz said.
And I'm going to cut you off. Look up the Dogon Malian people. They had a utensil and a tool thousands and thousands
before
of years.
Telescope.
Before telescope, before NASA, they talked about a planet.
Series.
Yep. They talked about a planet that where we came from, and they came down to Earth and created us, and they left us here. But soon they're supposed to come back and get us.
Because it's pyramids on Sirius.
Yeah, it is. It's pyramids in space. But not only that, what Sherrod's talking about as far as us being created, he's actually talking about black people. We were created, and all the other ethnicities.
It's a mutation.
Is a mutation of who we are.
And who created us?
Supposedly be extraterrestrials. Now, if you think about it, look at black people and if you look at every other ethnicity, our DNA is completely different from every race on this planet.
We're
most dominant, we're faster, we're smarter, we jump higher.
You mix with them?
They turn black.
Not only that, our solar, we have a solar plex. We are sun people, which means we are sun gods. You know what I'm saying? Why is it that the sun give us
Kryptonians? What do you mean?
Right. Actually, the Superman story is basically talking about
black people.
The sun give us energy. It give us more higher frequency, more intelligence, which a lot of people don't know that, but it does. But for every other race, it works against them.
Especially
as your East Indians, your Caucasian people, it kills them. It does the opposite to them. Mm-hmm. Not only that, if you look at our blood, in black people, we have the same
genetic makeup as the cosmos.
As the cosmos, which is the sun. Mm-hmm. Our blood have the same, I forget what they call it. No, I can't even think of the name of it. But anyhow, don't you find it ironic that our hair grow upward and every other ethnicity hair grow downward like animals? Because that's how they was created. If you look at the Caucasian race, look at their hair. Look at the East Indians. Look at the Asian people. Their hair grow downward. Black people hair grow upward and out.
Like antennas
because that's come from the sun. And a lot of people don't understand that we're a completely different species from
them. I like
how
y'all turn extraterrestrial.
We're completely different. Black power.
We are the extraterrestrials.
And everybody else is the humans. Why do you think they got mankind? They got mankind and they have man. It's two different things. We are the original man. They are a kind of man. They not the same as we are. And they know that.
This dude, he witnessed the UFO shit.
Yeah.
He said that, and he was a pilot or something in some type of military. And he says that it didn't have the
wheel within the wheel, like a song.
Like a helicopter. Yeah. It didn't have no propellers. There you go. Didn't have no propellers. It didn't have no wings. But it hovered over the water, and then it went straight up in the air.
And they caught that on video.
Yeah, and he said he saw that shit, and he's a pilot, so he know planes, he know aircrafts, and he's like. And he like, I never seen nothing like this in my life. Like, I know planes. Like, it didn't have nothing on it to make it fly like earthling,
aircraft fly. But he's not the first one. You ever heard of Admiral Byrd?
No.
You ever heard of him? This guy was, he was basically this rich-ass white dude from Europe. His parents had money. They was part of, royalty. But what happened was they funded them this money to go on this expedition. To go out and seek the world and see what all this crazy stuff was going about. And they came across the Antarctica.
In the Earth.
This is what we talk, the center Earth.
And did nobody believe him?
Nobody believed this guy. Now, we're talking about the North Pole in the region where it's cold as fuck. Now, it's supposed to be another dimension where you go into. He say when they got so far out into the Antarctica, they came into this dimension where they was basically came in encounter with these different beings and a whole nother earth.
These niggas watch Star
Trek. Right, this shit's too deep for me. I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong.
This is documented.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? This stuff
mind blown, nigga.
Yes, this blew my mind. Yes.
I don't know.
Not only that, if you heard of what's his name? William Cooper. He was he worked with the United States Navy.
So it's
he was like a Navy SEAL.
Look, since we getting deep, is the Earth flat or round?
It's round. But he came across all this classified information about extraterrestrials and aliens existing and how the United States was hiding his information.
And they killed him
for this. Now, if you go back, even if you go all the way back to ancient Egypt. When you look at the pyramids,
they all speak of it.
Why do you think they talk about the sun god? They have depictions of reptilians that have green face, look like aliens. Not only that, you have to understand this. If you was planning a trip, just think about this. If you was planning a trip to go to New York, right? What better person they can tell you about New York if you was inquiring, hey, I wonder how New York is. A person that's from New York, right? Now just think about this. We have pyramids that's built perfectly aligned with the sun in the sky. What better motherfucker that can tell you how to align this pyramid up perfectly with the sun?
Somebody that been out
there. Some motherfucker who been there. That's the only way they can do that. That's impossible for them to be able to do something like that.
And the crazy part about it is President Jimmy Carter, when he got sworn in the presidency, he said and confirmed that he seen a UFO and aliens. If you read about what Jimmy, when he got sworn in, he was trying to button the whole UFO like covert operations to the whole world, but they silenced him. He's the only president that went to Area 51. No other president could go to Area 51.
Right, no one talk about Roswell and all this other shit.
Roswell was a
true event. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Like,
moral of the story, they hiding shit from us.
Yeah, that's true.
It's always been here, man. Why do you think they make movies like Transformer? What did Ultimate Prime say?
Hey, Dark of the Moon was my shit, though.
What did Ultimate Prime say? He said, we always been here. We always been here. We just been in disguise.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to let them stay in disguise for a second. I'm ready.
That was deep.
I was ready.
That shit got deeper than the motherfucking ocean.
Damn, Jay. Come on.
We got new Jay, our resident extraterrestrial expert. Damn, I thought we were just going to talk about the UFO.
We did. But what we're going to talk about is something we ain't talked about in a while, man. We're going to talk about some sports, man.
What? Go ahead.
Well, we can't talk about the bum ass Bulls. So.
Thank you.
Nigga, seven in a row. Fuck you mean?
No. They still loses, nigga.
Put some respect on that name.
Well, y'all been talking about barely lost that game.
That's what I'm saying.
We balled against Cleveland, who won a 14 game winning streak.
Fuck you mean?
What we gonna talk about since we're talking basketball? We gonna talk about LeBron Ball.
The BBB Basketball League.
Exactly. It's a back and forth about if this is a good thing for players, a bad thing for players. Charles Barkley cannot stand the man.
Why do people hate this man? I don't understand.
He's an asshole.
But he also, they also feel like he's exploiting his kids to further his own game.
Just like the
NCAA,
NBA.
Come on.
Black Lives Matter. All that shit.
You hate shit. Whoa, Black Lives Matter.
Don't even say it. Oh my God. NCAA, football, and basketball.
All of them
motherfuckers.
All
kids.
Of them. No, but for real.
And they capitalize off of these kids.
Exactly.
18-year-olds go to basketball, to college, and do one and done. But that team who put, who had LeVar Ball on UCLA last, Lonzo Ball on UCLA last year, sold hella merchandise with his name and number on it. UCLA got all that money off of it. Not one dime went to them kids. In the football, they have to play 3 years of college football before they can get drafted to the NFL. So that's 3 years that the University of whatever.
College football, you got to play 3 years.
They have to play 3 years.
If you're not redshirted.
But
if you're a true freshman.
About 3 years. So it don't have to be, three seasons of playing, but they have to be in college for 3 years, and that college gets the money off of every bowl game, off of every jersey sale.
I think it's a bad thing.
Play it on get shit.
What's the bad thing?
You're overseas, them motherfucking pros be teenagers, nigga.
Yes.
Rubio was fucking 16, killing it.
I'm kind of torn between the situation. I think college is needed. You know what I'm saying?
College is needed if you're trying to learn something. But if you already know your dumb ass going to the NBA when you turn 19,
it's not guaranteed.
What's the fucking purpose?
You know what I'm saying? It's not guaranteed. You could be, it's a lot of, you see a lot of McDonald's all of
them.
Hey, hold on, let me talk, bro.
It's guaranteed.
Let me talk.
You right.
I'm long winded, brother.
I'm tipsy.
So, it's not guaranteed you're going to make it to the NBA. We've seen a whole bunch of McDonald's All Americans. We've seen a lot of All American and NCAA Division I basketball still haven't made. Basically, the NBA. But guess what? They still want to quit and go off to the NBA and draft it. Or they undrafted, they go to the D League, and they not don't live up to the hype. You see what I'm saying? The D League pay you.
But you
the G League, I'm sorry.
If,
but they could go to the G League, the developmental league. But you don't have to go to a whole other league. Go to college. Get this education. That's why
you're not going to go to college to learn, and you strictly going to play ball.
But then go to Europe. But go to Europe to get, like with Lonzo Ball. LeVar did to his kids. Let them go overseas and play.
But he's trying to be the middleman.
But he's trying to do it in America. Like, fuck sending them overseas. See, we can do this shit right
here.
That's the G League. That's the G League.
They'd be more mentally ready. But Sharon came from the angle that I was actually coming from, too, because I agree with him.
Majority of us is black man basketball.
I believe that I understand why he's doing what he's doing, which is genius. It's genius. You know, it's genius because no one else has thought about doing that. But if you look at it from a different angle, I think that it hurts young black males in the long run, because I think that college is needed regardless. Like you said, you might not make it. You know how many... exactly. All these different. It's not that many that make it from college.
You gotta be special.
At least when these dudes,
it's 4%.
At least if these dudes, if they are as good as they are in high school, and they get a chance to make it
to
a prestigious college, at least they can get some of that education.
I agree.
And then have something to fall back on just in case basketball doesn't work out for them. It doesn't pan out for them.
And they can learn something too. Basketball.
Exactly. Because when you go to these prestigious colleges, not only you have to perform well on the court, but
you perform well
academically too. So they force these guys to learn as well, to be a student and an athlete. So that's why I agree with what Sharad said.
But I think
that's
the league that he
talk
about is more so for that one and done.
Exactly.
Let's take it from a scholastic standpoint. Because let's take five basketball players.
Okay.
Only one of them's really there to learn something other than basketball. The other four, they're there to party, they're there to practice, and they're there to
get
drafted.
But see, now that goes back to my point. Regardless if you was there to learn or not, if you go to one of these prestigious colleges, your ass gonna have to learn.
But that's not their motive. Their motive is to go there. They're actually taking up space from people who want
to
learn.
But guess what, though?
If you didn't have to pay to go to college, I could agree with your assessment.
It's not about the pay thing, but like Brandon Jennings is a prime example. Top recruit out of high school. Guess where he went to? He went overseas for 1 year and got drafted, I think, number 6 or number 7. I don't know what year it was.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you that good, go overseas, like Sam said, you're going to be developed. They play hard over there. They don't play that weak basketball.
They got
FIBA rules that you could bang in the middle. You could shoot the ball, like you could smack it off. You could get developed come back.
How do you know LeVar Ball League would not be that same way?
Because you got the G League already. You got the NBA G League. Now, the NBA G League pays more than what LeVar Ball going to pay to all these players.
And you would only be playing against other kids instead of...
Right.
People that's already on that level or
fuck
better.
Fuck that. He black on business.
That's cool, though.
He at there, Lord.
That's not a good thing for these kids.
I feel both sides, and after this conversation, I changed my tune. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all
are you anti-black?
No, I'm not anti-black.
About being smart.
It's just niggas.
That's what I'm hearing right now.
I'm not paying. I'm gonna get $20,000, not $10,000.
Exactly.
And who's to say one of these guys go to that league and fuck around and get hurt? At least if they're in one of these colleges.
They don't get insurance.
What the fuck is $10,000? At least if they're in one of these colleges.
And LeVar Ball,
they can still be forced
threes.
To learn, man. And they can be like, damn, you know what? Basketball ain't going to work for me. Now that I have this free scholarship, I'm going to ride this bitch out academically.
Yep.
That's what's up. I mean, it's not a bad thing overall.
LeVar Ball, I'm with you, look, man. Fuck them.
It's not good for the kids.
Send me some big baller brand.
But for his kids, I'm cool with him taking them out of school and
another reason I don't like it because it's only telling young black men that they can only be baller players, and we're so much more than that. We're so much more than that. We need more doctors. We need more lawyers.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? We need more heart surgeons.
Who's going to college to major in basketball and minor in medicine? That's not what they're going to school for.
No, you're missing the point.
It's good to want what you want, but the reality is what he's saying, they going to hoop.
No, the ones that want to go to hoop, go to Europe or go to the G League. Period.
If you don't make it,
you can't get in the G League either.
Yes, you can. You can go straight to the G League, but it's a developmental. They changed the rule. It's the G League. The D League is gone.
So you could be straight out of high school.
G League just mean Gatorade League, nigga.
That's like a
Gatorade
minor league.
Gatorade bought the shit. No, that's why it's called.
It's a developmental league to go to the NBA.
It's still a developmental.
So you go straight out of high school to the developmental league, or you could go to Europe if you're a cold player. But if you don't want to go to college, you're just going to college just for born and done, then don't go to college. Just go to Europe.
No.
What are you doing?
Did he try to own a motherfucking football league?
Let me do my job.
We tried to let you. I was trying to. Anyway, why are we talking about Diddy, man? So Diddy is out trying to buy, and like he said, the North Carolina Panthers.
North Carolina.
He said
that, that's true. That's what Diddy said.
I don't believe you said that.
I got the tape.
I don't believe you said that.
But to, correct, it is the Carolina Panthers. Actually, it's not dead. He actually went yesterday to meet with investors.
Who said it was dead?
That shit
this
dead.
Crap, this
sellout ass nigga.
Colin Kaepernick wants to be a part of it.
That shit did.
Steph Curry wants a part of the team as well.
That shit did.
And
Sherrod wants a part of it.
All these
that shit also did.
Well, hold on. Why do you continue to say it's there? Because yeah, I think between Diddy, Curry, and Kaepernick, they have a strong chance.
But if Cap is a part of it, is
that shit dead? Exactly.
Okay, go ahead,
first
it down,
and foremost, it's dead. The moment he mentioned Colin Kaepernick, that shit became
dead. No, it didn't.
No, it's because that's not how you do business with the NFL. You have to know this by now. That is just not how they do business.
You just can't bust through the
ball. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to come in saying
Robert Kraft just came out. Robert Kraft on national media said it's a great idea that Diddy's buying a team.
Is Robert Kraft
white? No, but he's
one of the head dudes of the national. He's a board of governor. He's like that.
He said that I like Diddy and I'm cool with him.
Diddy. He didn't say Colin.
He didn't say Colin Kaepernick.
He only said Colin.
But not only
gotta be a part of that.
It's if he would have said that's something that I'm interested in, it wouldn't be all the way dead. But more importantly, with the NFL, you talk behind closed doors. They do not like doing shit in the public. That's why they act how they act.
That's not true.
They hate shit that you do. You have to understand.
That's not true.
You have to understand.
They done already blackballed this man.
No, you have to understand.
The first thing gonna come out your mouth is his name.
But Colin Kaepernick.
You have to understand, 90% of the owners are Jewish. So for them to allow an African-American to come in there along with other African-Americans that they really probably don't even fucking respect.
They got a Muslim owner right now. His name,
he said
Ahmad
90%,
Shah.
Not
100%. I'm just saying, Shah, his last name is Shah.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, he owns a Jaguar. He's a Muslim.
I mean,
they don't care about that. Money talks. And yeah, that's the second reason. Did. Go ahead.
But.
Cap, what's happened is that Cap is if Cap never wanted to be in part of the national football, he didn't want to play no more anyways.
He just wanted to be his.
Because and that's the case. The reason why I said that because he was on the 49ers, he didn't have to restructure his deal. He restructured his deal so they could cut him so he could go to another team. But the 49ers was behind him. They gave him a trophy for his philanthropy work. So if he really wanted to stay in the league, he could have been with the 49ers and he had to restructure his deal. He did that on himself. So he didn't want to play football
no more. He thought he was going to get more money.
But he didn't want
to play. He know they was going to fuck him like they did.
But still, though, why would you leave a good situation that's they behind you?
Because he was, as a starting quarterback, he was only making like 10 to 12 million. Jay Cutler made $25 million. He looking like I'm finna get more money because I've been to the Super Bowl.
Mr. Johnson, who owns the Carolina Panthers, he only owns 48%. That's the majority. That's not the majority stake.
It's the majority stake compared to
everybody else. Because 51% is by other business owners and you know businessmen. So if Diddy need to come up,
he need more money.
No, he don't even need more money. Diddy could buy it himself, but he want other investors though.
He need more money.
Diddy worth a billion.
He not worth a billion.
Yes, he is.
He's not.
That's 800 million.
Like 400 something.
Yeah, he not.
No, he's not.
Nah,
he's
like
800.
I did the research.
800.
No. I've already done the research.
How much cost the Battle shares?
He doesn't have enough. He needs a team to do it.
As an individual. Like Mr. Johnson, he could be the sole individual of his state to be the majority.
You see what I'm saying? Y'all better put some respect on Diddy's name. It's like, over 800 million.
That team is 2 billion.
What I'm saying, out of that 48%, he needs to have the majority stake. That's why he might gonna have. Hopefully, a Jay-Z will come along, or Stephen Curry, or other business people that will come on. But he wants the majority stake as an individual.
That's what I'm saying. He would have to do some shit to
like
make
the
it
Magic,
work.
Like Magic Johnson when he bought the Dodgers. Magic Johnson don't own the Dodgers. His group,
his own. He has a group of investors that's with him,
right?
And he just
can get that together.
Yeah, Diddy can get that together. So I think that's a good idea for him to do it. And he gonna bring in some type of swag and more nostalgia factor to the halftime shows. for the football. You know what I'm saying? And he could bring us the
so
flavor.
So gonna perform, man.
My thing is, I'm
just saying.
With his camera on this track, yeah.
I'm all for.
He gonna bring more flavor to the league because we don't have. You got black players, but no black owners. So now he's gonna have a black.
I mean, that.
It's like a black man with these white men. No, I'm saying sorry. It'll be a black man influential.
So you said Diddy isn't the person. So if you could have an ideal owner, who would it be? Because I think Diddy's a great candidate.
He's a great candidate.
So who last question. Who would be a better candidate if not Diddy that actually has the means?
I'm not sure. I mean, I can't answer that question.
But let me ask you, are you against Diddy?
I mean, I'm not against him. I'm just saying that shit dead because he's not... When it comes to doing business, you have to know who you're doing business with.
He included Colin Kaepernick.
And at the end of the day, the NFL, we had this conversation. They are conservative as fuck.
They got a lawsuit against them, a collusion. So why not bring Colin Kaepernick on and drop the case?
All right, so if
it's only 10%.
But if you're going to advertise yourself as, I'm going to bring flavor. I'm going to bring nice halftime shows. I'm going to bring in Colin Kaepernick as competition. That is not what's going to entice NFL. They looking at you like, no, you not what we want. That's too much. And that's why I said not Diddy. He's trying to do too much in a
right
conservative
now,
lane.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. You think this man got over an $800 million net worth by not being a smart businessman? And if he didn't think that that was a smart business move, what he's doing, he wouldn't have done it the way he's doing it.
And I agree.
I didn't take
it. He wouldn't have done it the way he's doing it. No one makes that much capital. And not knowing what the fuck they doing.
Well, we know you're a businessman.
It doesn't matter. You got to be smart to do it.
But the NFL don't do shit in the public.
But these ain't no dumbass white.
So now it's the mild sauce topic, y'all. We had a friend of the show ask us a question. And ladies, please do better. Pick these niggas better. So the question that... our friend asks us, is it acceptable to ask for money when you break up, or should you call it a wash? I ain't even gonna call it a wash. I'm gonna call it a loss. So, a friend of ours, she was dating this guy or whatever, and they ended up breaking up. They're not talking no more. Damn. Our friend took a nap. And she took a nap. She was tired. I guess dude drained her. And he sent... Probably not sexually. It wasn't one of those things.
She was asleep.
She went to sleep, and this nigga said to her, "Hey, chill with the rape."
We did.
This nigga sent her a request from Chase for the $25 for an Uber.
I don't believe that.
Hold on, wait.
It's been documented.
Yeah, that's bogus.
You're bogus for that
shit. You want to know who
you
bogus
for that shit, my nigga. Well, that's my...
Oh, me?
Nah, never.
$25.
He said $30, maybe.
Yeah, $30.
$25.
Nigga, we kill all that.
I can't believe this story. I just can't.
Wait, did he go on her phone and... Like, so quick pay himself.
He had to get
so what you requested. What you can do is yeah, he requested the money,
but he had to get an email address first.
So
add some context.
He asked for the email address before she went to sleep. Mm-hmm. She thought that he was going to send her like a gift card for Christmas or something. So she sent him an email address, and then she went to sleep and woke up. And
hey, Sam, who was it, Sam?
She woke up with a request.
So,
hold on. But you still have to accept it and send the money, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Right. So it's just a request. It's just you don't have to actually pay them.
So she started
to
request.
They could deny the request and be like,
"So she
started
the request and she was just like disgusted, like this motherfucker asked for
$20. Did she still send it, Jazz?
I don't know.
That's a great question. I pray she didn't.
I would hope she did. My advice was don't accept it. My advice was to ignore it.
Oh,
and then just wait for him to follow up. Like, if you follow up to a request for $25, then we really got an issue.
How long were they broke up?
4 hours.
This
nigga
was hurting.
Hold on.
She gotta send that 25.
Was this somebody they were just bragging about last week? That they was
Sam ain't shit. Sam ain't shit.
Hell no.
Like I said, who's bragging, Sam? Who's bragging, Sam?
Anybody who may have bragged last week, their situation is still intact. Oh!
Why tell the bitch? Shut that shit down.
Sounds
right.
Period. Point blank. Period.
Nah, that shit
put some respect on her name, boy.
If they broke up, no,
when you first told me this story, I thought that it was like they was trying to find a way to come see you. Like, can I come pick up that $25? Because that's different. Niggas will try to find a way to see you again.
Because so everybody want that weed. You got a good weed, man.
But not just in general.
But
like,
the fact that he sent it through an email, nah, that nigga that was some bullshit. That was, yeah, it wasn't I'm trying to come so out and see you.
He needed that money.
I want that money.
So they broke up. It was a 4-hour span, right? You gotta send that. You gotta send that. You gotta send that money. You gotta send that $25.
But Chase does have certain disclosures and agreements you have to abide by.
I guess.
So, no, like you broke up 4 hours.
I denied a lot of them motherfuckers. You can request all you want.
I ain't giving you.
If you broke up, if you broke up within a 4-hour span, and I'm, if you petty like that,
it's emotional.
It was clearly emotional.
It was emotional.
Very emotional.
But my thing is,
why they break up though?
Come on, man, $25 really?
That's an L,
that's
bro.
That's a loss, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's super petty.
That's a lot of money.
That's
$25 for a nigga to do that. He a bitch.
That's super petty. Yeah,
bitch. I agree. His feelings was hurt.
I agree. I agree.
I'm sorry you had to go through that caller.
Right, young lady. You should not have had to go through shit like that.
Y'all never been petty?
You got to pick them better.
Fuck that. That's Netflix right. For 2 months.
We did.
That's what I'm saying.
With my new chick.
And Will Smith's new shit came out,
that
bro.
Shit was dope. That shit was dope. That shit was dope.
You saw it, man?
Hell yeah.
What's that?
I saw that shit on Twitter.
I got to watch Mudbound.
Right was dope.
Right.
And Mudbound was dope.
Sequel, right?
Nah, Bright was dope. Too.
So yeah. It goes back to the alien shit.
No more alien talk. You was enjoying that shit too much.
So, Sammy, we want you to introduce this one. We got one more milestones topic. The double standard.
Whoa, we doing this one?
I thought we were going to have one.
Let's get it. Come on.
The double standard regarding men and women who cheat.
Yes.
Why is it different from when men cheat opposed to when women cheat?
Comparison.
We're going to have you kick it off. Well, we were talking about Kevin Hart and Jennifer Hudson off air.
The reason why I asked them was because I was on social media, and when Kevin Hart did it, they was going in on him, and it posted that it came out that Jennifer Hudson posted that it cheated on her fiance up 10 years. I don't know how she was.
Can't be a cheat.
For 10 years, right. Any fucking way.
That's the case for 10 years.
I thought this the double. I thought you
were. The females, like, at the way they was, they weren't throwing shade at her, but they were throwing shade at the men that was asking, like, where's the slander, or, you know, where was y'all at to talk trash to her for cheating on her fiance. And you said saw the comments the females was making for taking up for Jennifer Hudson. It was funny.
The double standard is this. When men cheat, like the Kevin Hart situation, he didn't love them chicks he was smashing. He was just getting some pussy. When women cheat, they fall in love with the nigga they fucking with. They can't not fall in love. They catch feelings for the nigga they fucking with.
Not all the time, but
90% of the time.
Usually feelings.
Feelings is what leads them to do it.
Yeah, and it could be feelings that they have like with the person they with. They could be hating that motherfucker, and they'll do something.
So it's a hate.
Like this, you can fuck with a girl for a long time. She might not have no feelings for you, but after a while you start fucking with her, she gonna start growing feelings for you. Period.
I think women take
and that's the, for that's it. That's just the thing. I always taking up for shit. Because the thing is, you have to understand that men and women are two different species. Men, we mostly think on impulse. We're more physical beings. And when it comes to women, they are more emotional. So 9 times out of 10, when a woman do something, her emotions is intact. It's a little bit involved in it. So that's why it's a little bit of double standard. I agree it is. But more so for women, because when they do things, they do allow their emotions to be involved in it. And so for men, when we cheat, it's like shit. It's just ass for us. It's just another notch under our belt. We're not necessarily thinking on no emotional level. We're just thinking, I'm trying to fuck, get this shit over with, hit another chick. It is what it is. But for a woman, women don't really think on that level like that unless she's just a straight out slut or a hoe.
No, but check this out.
But when a woman give herself to another man,
she love
nine times out of ten, it's not that she love him, but it's somebody that she like. She care about, and she do have some type of feeling for him. Not ain't gotta be in the I in love with you type feeling.
I'm
but
rocking with you though.
I like you.
See, y'all going a little too deep with it, but I'm gonna support the women on this one because the reason why there was no social media outcry because
we gonna kick your fat ass.
Spending too much noise over there. Yeah, damn. The reason why the women on social media didn't go hard on
Jennifer
Hudson is because they felt like it was even in the score. Because men are known for cheating. Yeah, men are known for cheating. Women feel, okay, she doing one for the team. Like,
that's interesting.
It's not that serious. Niggas do this shit all the time. Niggas don't cheat all the time.
I get what you're saying, and I can see that. I'm not going to disagree with you, but I think it's more what they said. I think it's women feel like he said, it's emotional.
I can't say what a woman feel like. I would need for a woman to be here.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to. You're right. I ain't going to take that like I swear.
20 or 100 different women.
I feel like.
I just go off a certain different type of. Most men fuck with a horny type of woman. True. So you want to go after the perspective of a certain type of woman.
I'm just going off knowing women, period.
The reason I say emotional is different. I say that, like, so the women is emotional in the sense of when a woman finally cheats, usually it's because, right, exactly. Her situation done got bad, and now her emotions is like, I can't deal with this shit no more. And so women are bashing her because they first thing is like, he probably was doing her bogus, or she had to be fed up with him to do that. And so they defending her because they being emotional and understanding the woman's plight.
No,
and so
they like, niggas be on bullshit.
And I mean, that's the other side of it too.
Right.
But they not going to bash her because they going to defend her. They going to say, but you don't know what she went through with him.
Exactly.
That's emotions though.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. They get emotional.
And what do women mostly do? They make decisions based off their emotions. And this is not bashing them. This just we're just pointing out how men and women are different beings. And women are emotional beings. So naturally, they don't make rational decisions off of intellect or off of being or after looking at a situation and assessing it and be like, okay, this makes sense. No, they make decisions off their emotions.
So you're trying to say women make decisions based on their tampons. What you trying to say?
You can say that to a certain degree.
Which one? What's the name of it?
Maxipad. Is it Maxipad?
Kotex?
Tampax. Bloody Reds.
Bloody Reds.
So we're going to introduce our guest, Tasia, and so we're going to introduce her and give a woman's perspective so we're not...
But she already one woman. She can't speak for all of them.
Well, we got one man talking about a whole bunch of women, so I'm sure she...
That he couldn't get a perspective.
So I'm sure she...
But she can share some type of light because she can give
her perspective.
So, okay, so what would like to hear her do?
I am very neutral. But I agree. There's a lot of the times with the Jennifer Hudson thing, it's first thing, oh, he probably fucked up or she was done with him.
So are you with Jennifer or for Kevin?
No, I'm with neither. I don't cheat. I don't like cheaters. I would never cheat on anyone. I think that's like one of the worst things.
You got the librarian glasses. You a sneaky cheat.
Oh! Yeah. And she dark skin, so she that is sneaky, Joe.
I would never cheat. I think that's like one of the worst things you could ever do to somebody.
Why is that?
Because it's the emotional...
You never
whatever.
Cheated.
Never.
You see what she just said? What was the first word she
emotional.
Used?
Emotional.
Okay,
damn.
Then. Okay, then.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay,
I was trying
then.
To say niggas want shit.
No, but you was being honest, and I like that. And she said it.
She
and
said
it's just the truth. It's the truth of the matter.
The emotions behind
I done
the
dealt
person.
With women too long, and so many of them that... I'm just being honest throughout my years.
How many women?
No, that's not the point. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, listen,
I'm I've talked to them. I've gotten to know women. Because even if it was a woman that I was just digging on the level that I just want to screw and have sex with, I still took the time to actually get to know them. That's just how I am, period. I like to get to know the person that I'm dealing with. And from all the years of me dealing with women, they have always been known to be emotional, and they always made decisions based off how they was feeling. Not because it was rational, not because it made sense or it was logical. It was all because of their emotion.
That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about the emotions behind the other person. Me as a person, I wouldn't feel like a good person just knowing that I put someone else through that type of whatever. Like me as a person, if I cheat on you, I know that would break your heart. You'd be destructive and whatever.
So you're saying you wouldn't do it because you care so much about the
person. Right. But let me ask you this. But if you, let's just say you stepped outside your comfort zone and you did cheat, what would be your reason for doing it?
I'm talking about
the other person.
I wouldn't have a reason because I would never do that.
Have you ever been cheated?
We're just saying if you stepped outside your comfort zone and you did do that, would it be because...
Me as a person, I could never cheat. I would leave before I cheated.
So
I would, even when I'm dating someone and it's like a almost, you know, I don't give my number out, I don't make myself available, but I'm not from here, so I don't know what y'all do, but
no, it's the same way everywhere, so it don't matter where you're from.
I don't know what y'all do.
It's not what whatever
that's
you are.
That's just when the emotions come out, though. Like you don't expect to do it. Like she said, she never would ever put herself in that situation. But then,
you can never say never. I don't care who you are. I'm getting to that.
But then you're in a situation that you don't expect to be in, and then emotions take over. So you don't expect to do it, and you don't feel like you'll ever do it. But that's when it's an emotional decision, and you're just in the heat of the moment. You're thinking about your relationship with the person that you're with and what they may not be offering to you. It's like an emotional decision that you do in the heat of the moment. But even if you don't expect to do it, when you do it, it's going to be an emotional decision.
I feel like if things got that bad before that would even cross my mind, mm-hmm. I'd be like, you know, this is not for me.
Wait, so you're a smash then leave the dude?
No, she said she
would. No, before it got to that
smash.
Point.
She
before it got like.
She'll leave then smash like 2 hours later.
I'm out.
That's still dating. That's still cheating.
No, she'll break up.
Nah, you can't do that. That's, you still go with me.
No.
She
would go to $25 window.
Right. You got a 4-hour window. Hold on.
Because niggas punch holes in walls. Balls, you
but even if you shoot. Did break up with that person and you slept with someone after breaking up with that person, what would be the reason you did it?
Revenge.
So it's emotions.
No, she's saying he had to cheat on you.
But wouldn't that be someone you have to emotionally be attracted to?
To already.
Or would it just be because you just want to fuck off strictly revenge?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would happen.
How would you, would you fuck for revenge?
Me, personally, I'm a different person.
So you're emotional.
Generalizing. Yeah. But, people do that. People get mad.
You jump up and down on me, right?
Swirl it, twirl it around.
I'm joking.
Man, so this has been a good conversation, y'all.
That's what you want, boy.
Anyway, that's it for the show. It's been great. I need y'all to make sure y'all follow us on Instagram at Mild Sauce Podcast. Like us on Facebook. Leave a comment. It's been a great year, y'all. Next year, we definitely going to bring the heat. Looking for some changes in early 2018. Better quality, better content, and more interactive. So be looking out for us. And nasty ass.
I'm saying.
Miles Sauce out.